I mean, I knew somebody had to go. And when you're around here for a certain period of time, you understand how it works. And, to say I was surprised, I can't really say that because I knew somebody had to go.
You talk about, this year being different than last year, going to this start. How does last year help you in terms of mentally preparing for it since you've been through it once before?
You've been through the rodeo, you've been through the show, you know how to prepare yourself, you know what to expect. Last year starting, it's a different vibe. I see what Mendenhall went through. Those first couple hits of the game are the most crucial. Mm-hmm. So you need to prepare yourself. My whole career I was coming in, spelling Rashard. And, once you get to the second, third quarter, guys are kind of wearing down a little bit, a little tired. But when you get to those fresh core of starters out there and they're fresh on that first play, it's different. So you got to prepare differently.
Has your role expanded at all now that you're a starter? Will you also do short yardage? Will you do what? Has that been defined at all?
That hasn't been defined. I've been pretty good, pretty solid on short yardage. So I don't understand why if I started to not keep me in there if it's third and short.
Do you feel like you could be the leader now of the running backs room?
I've been the leader now here for a couple of years, and that just comes by being here and being a responsible teammate and being someone to look up to. I've taken it by the horns the past 2 years to just try to give the room some type of leadership and someone to look at and do the right thing in the running back room on and off the field.
With the cuts now, do you like this core group that you guys have?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel good. I just talked to the guys. We're working to be the best. And, it may be a lot of doubters, but the way you silence them is to perform. And I feel good about our offensive line. It starts up front with them. And, we promised them if they get the job done, we'll get the job done.
It's nice to have a chip on your shoulder almost then?
Yeah, I mean, I've always played with a chip. I've always had a chip on my shoulder. I kind of started from the bottom, and I worked to get here. And, if I have doubters, I don't really pay that no mind. I've had doubters since I've been here, and I'm just going to continue to perform every chance I get.